On Monday, Wisconsin swore in its new legislature. 2 days later, Republican representatives unveiled a bill to hold schools accountable for educating students. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the plan would affect all schools that receive public money, public and private. They could find themselves being graded and facing consequences for poor marks. The author of the GOP plan says Wisconsin could begin grading schools next year.
Because sometimes you got to make changes rather quickly.
That's Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt. He's chairman of the Assembly's Education Committee. Under Thiesfeldt's plan, a board would develop grading standards for schools and penalties for those that fail. But first, they'd have 4 years to improve if they take part in the improvement program the board will also create.
If you do qualify for the improvement program, then you would have an additional 4 years. So you have 6 years, and there is a provision in there. You'll even see that the superintendent of public instruction can say that they should get a couple more years. So there's significant time that is placed in this bill that allows them to do a full examination of what it is they're doing, make the necessary changes.
If public schools did not improve, the state would convert them into independent charter schools. If voucher schools did not improve, the state would cut off their public funding. The proposal sets lofty goals, according to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Hopefully, in 6 or 7 years, when the report cards are fully put into place and we've had schools go through that improvement program, is that no school in the state of Wisconsin will be failing.
Initially, there was talk that the Assembly Republicans' plan would call for the firing of principals and teachers at failing schools. It does not contain that provision. Still, Milwaukee Democratic Representative Mandela Barnes opposes the GOP school accountability plan. He says it would paint all failing schools with a broad brush when their students might face unique challenges.
All of our students deserve an opportunity to learn, and all of our students learn differently. And so many of our students have a very unique set of circumstances that set them apart, whether negatively or positively, whether it's the level of parental accountability, whether it's other issues like poverty, food insecurity, crime density in a neighborhood that these students are going home to.
Barnes supports a bill from fellow Democrats. It calls for more accountability from voucher schools, private schools that receive public money to educate certain students. State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd of Milwaukee introduced the measure Wednesday, at the same time Republicans were touting their bill. Dodd says her plan would require background checks for teachers and administrators in voucher schools and require their teachers to attain the same licensing standards as public school educators, especially those who instruct students with special needs.
I've heard parents who have complained that, their child has sat in a corner all day while the school day has gone on because, the teacher didn't know how to instruct their child or punish them for behaviors that someone who is licensed to work with special need children would be able to handle a lot better and know how to redirect that child.
Harris says she doesn't think her bill will go anywhere because Republicans hold larger majorities in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he hopes to hold a public hearing on the GOP bill and get his chamber to pass it by the end of the month. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.